So this is another presentation. The analysis described here tries to look at the relative importance of different components of care in hospitalization, also using the AIDS-CAPS data, but in this case using a somewhat different data set based on an earlier version. And the thought behind this was that patients are hospitalized for a wide variety of conditions and procedures, and patients' experiences with hospital care may differ depending upon their type of hospitalization. And so in this analysis, we tried to see specifically if each of these different composites had different contributions to the overall rating that a patient assigned to their stay as a function of their type of hospitalization. And so, unlike the previous analysis, which was based on the 2006 MOAT experiment data, this was based on 2002 to 2003 pilot data, which was conducted in 132 general acute care hospitals in three states. There were about 50,000 responding patients. The general eligibility criteria were similar to those used currently. And we took these 50,000 patients and divided them into 24 categories, and we did this on the basis of their major diagnostic category and their service line, and that was led to initially a possibility of approximately 60 different categories, but some of these categories were very small, and we didn't allow a category to have fewer than 180 patients, and so we collapsed a few. Just to give you a sense, our largest three categories were OBGYN, regardless of service line, which was a little bit more than 4,000 cases. We had a category that was circulatory, major diagnostic category, and the medical service line, and that was about 2,000 patients. And then we had another category that was musculoskeletal, regardless of service line, and that was almost 2,000 patients. And In this analysis, we used six composites that were the same composites that are used in the current AIDS-CAPS instrument, but the instrument that was actually used in this study was an earlier and much longer version of the instrument. So each of these six composites had more. We used seven composites in this study. Six of them are the current six. Then we also used the cleanliness and quiet composite as a single composite, whereas now it's split into separate items. The other thing I would emphasize is that for each of these other items, there are more items that went into it in this initial version than there are currently. And so for each of these seven composites, the six current ones but with extra items and the seventh one that's now split off, we used them to predict the overall 0 to 10 rating of the hospital. And something to bear in mind is that if you look at the instrument, people were asked each of these specific items before they were asked the overall rating, so it's possible that these items made the various constructs salient for them before they made that overall rating. And our logic in doing it this way was that if you directly ask people how important a specific aspect of their care is, you tend to get a pattern of responses where people say it's all important, and it's often difficult to get people to differentiate between them. So in this approach, we try to indirectly infer the implicit importance of the composites with a regression approach. And so we did a regression that looks at the association between this full set of composite scores and the overall rating, and we control for patient demographics through these patient mix adjuster variables. And we did that because we didn't want differences to be driven by those patient characteristics. Rather, we wanted to understand the extent to which people value different things for different hospitalizations as a function of what they were there for, not as a function of who they were. And for convenience, we've described these coefficients as partial correlations. And here I'd like to describe we did find evidence that the importance of the composites varied depending upon the condition. And for example, the most important composite overall was the communication with nurses. And that had an average partial correlation of 0.34 with the overall rating. For the condition where it mattered the most, it was as high as 0.49. For the condition where it mattered the least, it was as low as 0.17. And this was one of the most important, one of the three most important composites for every hospitalization type that we looked at. On the other end, discharge information was the least important overall. It had an average partial correlation of about 0.05, and it seemed to matter for only about half of the hospitalization types. And there was only one hospitalization type where it was among the three most important. We found, and we also found evidence. And here are a couple of examples of how the most important composites vary depending upon your condition. So, for example, for people who had surgery, urological surgery, for surgery involving the kidney or the urinary tract, the most important composites were communication about medicines, pain management, and communication with nurses. And this might make sense in that this is a condition that typically involves a fair amount of pain, for example. On the other hand, if you had a hospitalization involving infectious diseases, then communication with nurses was by far the most important, and the next two most important were much less important. And so if we look across all of our composites, we found that the following pattern. First, we found that communication with nurses was overall the most important composite. It mattered for every kind of hospitalization, but it was especially important for some. Responsiveness of the hospital staff, cleanliness and quiet of hospital room were usually in the middle, and they didn't tend to be very sensitive to what your particular hospitalization type was. Communication with doctors and pain management, they mattered for most types of hospitalizations, but there were a subset of six types where they were especially important. And then communication about medicines and discharge information mattered only for a relatively smaller subset of the hospital types, and were important only for a very few. And we thought that that these results had some interesting implications for measurement. In particular, it suggests that certain kinds of composites may be difficult to answer for certain types of stays. For several of these hospitalization types, there wasn't any association between people's experience on that type and the overall stay. And so one thing that occurred to us was that qualitative research interviews with patients might look into their experience in trying to describe certain of these dimensions for certain particular types of stays. Secondly, one could look at whether or not for all stays, all the items actually improve the reliability of the overall score. It's possible that some of these items aren't contributing as much for certain types of hospitalizations. And also we felt that this work had some implications for quality improvement, in that there's sort of a mapping that emerges as to which aspects of care may be most important to patients' overall experiences depending upon hospitalization type. And so if you had a hospital or vendor who wanted to do this, they could merge their DRG codes with HCAHPS data, and then they could look at very specific quality improvement depending upon the hospitalization type. And we also sort of see this as an example of some of the broader kinds of analyses that hospitals and vendors can do by taking this HCAHPS data and linking it into internal administrative data that they have. And I'd be happy to answer any questions about this.